principles.
Ephesians chapter 3.
I want to read from verse 16 before we take the Holy Communion. You know, after such presentations, the question is, what do you pray for your children? What do you pray for our country? What do you pray for our young people? I don't know what was going on in the life of Paul. But he says in verse 16, I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being.
Hallelujah.
It's like he's telling them, I know what I wish for you, but I also know what I pray for you. Prayer is not just a wish, but prayer goes beyond a wish. I know many of us, we wish words for our children. We wish words for our young people. But the question is, what do you pray for them? I know your wishes, but I also want to know your prayers. Then Paul says, I pray that out of his glorious riches, may he strengthen you. May he strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being.
Hallelujah.
So that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. And again he says, and I pray that you be rooted and established in love. And he continues to verse 18, he says, that you may have power together with all the saints to grasp, to understand how wide, how long, how high, how deep is the love of
Christ.
What is lacking today? May the love of Christ be upon our young people. May the love of Christ be upon us as parents. May the love of Christ be upon us wherever we are. And when the love of Christ is with us, there will be no abuse. When the love of Christ is with us, there will not be more harm. There will be more harm. What is really lacking? The love of Christ. He says, may you have power together with all the saints, that you may understand how wide, how long, how high, how deep is the love of Christ. Verse 19. That you may also know his love that surpasses all understanding, and that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness. To the measure of all the fullness of God. My prayer to you, church, after we have equipped ourselves, after what Madam Chloe and Madam Lamasego have presented here, after what my son presented here, may we be filled with the fullness of God. Because in the fullness of God, all these other problems will not be there. Let the fullness of God be upon us. There's a mother and a father in the house. Let the fullness of God be upon us as young people, so that the enemy may not snatch, may not steal our children. May we cover our children. May we cover our young ones. May we cover them. And sometimes, as I was listening, the cover It's not in material things. Yes, material things are important. But they need you as a father. They need your presence as a father. They need your presence as a mother. They need your love. Some of the things we do is what sponsors can do. Sponsors can pay for your child and buy a uniform, but they cannot be a father to the child. So your position as a father, your position as a mother, can never be exchanged. And I felt pain when they presented here and they said, God help us. May the fullness of his love be upon us. And now, as we receive the Holy Communion, this is what I pray for the church. This is what I pray for this church. This is what I pray for our country. God bless Eswatini. God bless Eswatini. God bless Eswatini. The land that we love. From the mountains and the valleys. This is what I pray. When I take the Holy Communion, Bazalwane, I know I cannot be with you all the time. I cannot be with you all the time. But I know the one who will be with you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm not there. Then it is the love of Christ. It is the love of Christ. It is the love of Christ. Then he says to them, now, to him who is able to do immeasurable more than all that we ask, according to his power that is at work in him. This communion is the prayer that I have for you. The fullness of
Christ.
The fullness of his presence. The fullness of his power. The fullness of his love. The fullness of his grace. And the fullness of his wisdom. That is what we need. The fullness of his power. The fullness of his grace. And the fullness of his love. To the young people, God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. And he can be your shelter. He can be your shelter. He is your shelter. That is where we can hide
ourselves.
In all their presentation, you can see that they are children of God. They are people who are not just presenting principles, but they are stating what the love of God says. If it has happened that the parents of a child are no more, take the children if you love the children. Because the law will prove that you did not love them. You only wanted their parents' money. But if we are filled with the fullness of God, there will be no space for the enemy. Thank you so much. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you, Mama Seth. It's not the first time for you. It will not be the end. It will not be the last time for you to come. As I was seated there, my mind is already projecting for another day where both of you will come. Thank you for accompanying her. Thank you. The team with Anoy, why do we start to let's start in that short time?